Rex gentium, et desideratus earum, lapisque angularis, qui facis utraque unum, veni et salva hominem, quem de limo formasti. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all humankind. O bid our sad division cease, and be for us our King of Peace. O come, O day spring from on high, and cheer us by your drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. O come, O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Alleluia. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. Let them make known to all your might and your glorious reign. Your dominion lasts forever, your rule for all generations. You are faithful in all your words and loving in all your deeds. You support those who have fallen and raise all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand to feed all living things. Most just in all your ways, most loving in every deed, you are near to all who call, who cry out from their hearts. You grant them their desires, hear their cry and save them. You protect and keep alive all who strive to love. Let me sing the praise of my love. Let all creatures bless the holy name. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter of James. Be patient, my brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmers await the precious yield of the soil. They look forward to it patiently, while the soil receives the winter and the spring rains. You too must be patient. Steady your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Behold, the judge stands at the gate. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
O Bethlehem, not the least in Judah, from you will come the one to rule over Israel, my people. O Bethlehem, not the least in Judah, from you will come the one to rule over Israel, my people. Joseph and Mary went up to register at the city of David, called Bethlehem. From you will come the one to rule over Israel, my people. O Bethlehem, not the least in Judah, from you will come the one to rule over Israel, my people. O King of all nations, and their deepest desire, the cornerstone that binds others into one, come and save humankind, whom you fashioned out of clay. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O King of all nations, and their deepest desire, the cornerstone that binds others into one, come and save humankind, whom you fashioned out of clay.
Let us call on the Beloved, the happiness of all who wait for God's reign. Come, O love, do not delay. Let the day come when any who suffer will find your compassion. Let the day come when all poverty will find your riches. Let the day come when all who mourn will find your consoling touch. Let the day come when our many paths will find your welcoming embrace. Let the day come when our work repairing the earth will find your new creation. Let the day come when our hope and joy will find fulfillment in your presence. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator and Redeemer of all creation, you breathed your eternal word into the very humanity you created out of earth's precious clay. He worked among us like a cornerstone, uniting into one family those previously divided by the illusions of greed and pride. May his coming fulfill the deepest desire of our hearts, so that we may be one in Christ and one with you in the power and glory of love forever and ever. Amen. May the Holy One, who makes joy to rain down from the heavens, shower this earth with justice and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your word, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord.